Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and all of you who are joining us online. Things look a little bit different today. We're a little more casual for Camp Sunday, but the worship will be joyful and I think we're going to have a really special service. Following worship today is the annual picnic following worship hosted by the Fellowship Committee. I think most of you have probably seen that we have moved it inside due to the heat, but we want to just make sure that we thank the Fellowship Committee, and if anyone can stay after and maybe help with a little cleanup or help tearing down the tables and putting the chairs away, we would really appreciate that. The basket offering this month is going to go to Davidson Medical Ministries. We'll be collecting that today since it is the first Sunday of July. You'll notice Sandra Vaughn is on the prayer list. She's having knee replacement tomorrow, and so she asks that we hold her in prayer both for the surgery and as she recovers. As many of you know, it's a long and challenging recovery, but once she's on the other side, she'll be in a good place. I want to thank our confirmands, Maddie and Isabel, who are going to help lead worship today. We had a wonderful time at Camp Agape for Confirmation Camp, and they want to share with you some of the things that we do at camp in worship, and a little bit later in this service, they're going to share some stories from camp with you. We all know that it can be hard and maybe cause a little bit of nervousness to speak in front of people, even people that we know love and care about us. And so I've assured them that you love them and that you are supporting them, but we're so grateful that you're leading us in worship today. During the meal, at some point, we are going to draw the winners for the raffle. So every year, the Scholarship Fund hosts a gift card raffle to raise some money. We're going to do the drawing for that. And then this year, James and Marie have donated that patriotic palette. And there's another raffle for that. That will be drawn today as well. Joe is doing pulpit supply somewhere this morning. He's not able to sell tickets. If there's somebody who's willing to help sell tickets after worship, I've got the box. Otherwise, we'll kind of just make do and figure it out, but we will have that drawing during the meal, and we'll make sure that if anyone wants to buy tickets, they can do that before the drawing. This week, we've got Bible study on Thursday, and then just a couple of things to be looking forward to. On July 22nd, we're going to have our VBS day. We're going to look at how we all have a place at God's table, and we're going to learn a few things about communion. The registration for that is going to be sent out via Facebook, email, and text sometime this week. And then this, the last Sunday in July, we have five Sundays this month, is going to be Christmas in July. We had so much fun with that last year that we're bringing it back. It's going to be a whole service dedicated to Christmas, Christmas songs, Christmas scriptures. And as it turns out, it's a fifth Sunday, so we'll have a potluck, probably with green and red plates and placemats. So we're just going to make it a fun Christmas Sunday. Two more things. Since we have a meal after worship, we are going to sing our prayer right before the service ends, so be prepared to do that. And this month, the blessing box is being filled in memory of Robin Beck. So when Robin died, all of his memorial monies were designated to the blessing box, and we're using that money to buy food. What we need are people to use that food to fill it. We've got all the food at the office complex, and there's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board at the bottom of the ramp. If you're willing to take a day or two where you come pick up food and put it in the blessing box in memory of Robin, please sign up on your way to the picnic. We have a few birthdays this week. Sherry Proctor and Mary Davis. Eddie and Tracy Summers have their wedding anniversary this week, and there are no baptisms. I don't have my binder with me, so I'm going to say a little bit different of a prayer than we're used to. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for our brothers and sisters and ask that you would be with them as they celebrate these milestones in their lives. We give you thanks for your faithfulness to them and ask that you would continue to bless them with your love, with the companionship of others, and with the support in their life of Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. And we have a prayer shawl this morning. So Tracy Summers actually isn't here this morning. She's with her dad, who's in the hospital. They think something's going on with his heart, but they're not quite sure. So we have a prayer shawl for Larry Lambert, Tracy Summers' dad. I'll say a brief prayer, and then we'll pass it around if you want to lay hands and pray over it. God, we give you thanks for this prayer shawl ministry and for what it means and has meant to so many people in our community and all over the United States. We ask that you would be with Larry as he is in the hospital, that you would give his doctors and nurses wisdom as they try to figure out what's going on and as they care for him. Give him your peace. And may Tracy and all the other family who are with him feel your presence there as they are in that room and in those waiting rooms. As Larry feels the weight of this prayer shawl upon his shoulders or his lap, may he feel the weight of our love for him here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. To use your body in a lot of different ways. A lot of it is to get some energy out, but a lot of it is to worship God and to use your body in worship. So as Debbie said, you're welcome to join either the choir or the confirmands in the motions to the songs. We gather in the name of God, the Creator, whose goodness brings life. In the name of Jesus, the Redeemer, who loves, welcomes and forgives, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, who sustains us on our boundless journey, we welcome you to worship.
God is boundless beyond measures.
God is boundless beyond measure.
God is boundless goodness.
God is boundless goodness.
God is boundless love.
God is boundless love.
God is boundless welcome.
God is boundless welcome.
God is boundless forgiveness.
God is boundless forgiveness.
God is with us on our boundless journey.
God is with us on our boundless journey.
So one of the ways that we confess our sins and receive forgiveness at camp is with a rock and some markers. So in just a moment, you'll all be invited to come and take a marker and mark on this rock, symbolizing maybe a specific sin that you are needing forgiveness from. Maybe you just want to ask God to confess your sins in general. Whatever the Spirit is leading you to confess, you are welcome to come forward and to physically and tangibly ask for forgiveness. And then after that, you'll return to your seat. And shortly we will receive the forgiveness. Is there anyone who would like us to come to the pew first? P- Paul and Carolina. Let's go to Paul and Carolina first. Just make a mark. Any mark. Thank you. we've come forward, and with markers, we have made confession of our sin. Sometimes we think that our sins are permanent. Sometimes we know that God forgives us of our sins, but we have a hard time forgiving ourselves and maybe forgiving others. But God is boundless in love. In the waters of baptism, God adopted you as God's beloved children, and God has boundless forgiveness for you. In the life, love, death, and resurrection of Christ, Jesus cleanses us from all our sin, heals us of our brokenness, and washes our guilt away. Beloved children of God, your sins are forgiven in the name of Christ.
Let us pray. God, you are without bounds. You cannot be measured. You are goodness beyond measure, love beyond measure, welcome beyond measure, and forgiveness beyond measure. May your people reflect your boundless goodness, love, welcome, and forgiveness in the world. In your name we pray and play. Amen. Amen.
That's a trick question.
I want to be a fisher of friends.
I want to be a fisher of friends.
Go down to the water and jump right in.
Go down to the water and jump right in.
Lay down the nets and haul them in.
Lay down the nets and haul them in.
Because I want to be a what? A fisher of friends.
Because I want to be a what? A fisher of friends.
Now if we could all do it together. I want to be a fisher of friends. Go down to the water and jump right in. Lay down the nets and haul them in.
is I want to be a what? A fisher of friends.
We have one more, and it's called the Beaver Song.
So part of what happens at camp is that we get to be silly because God loves silliness too, and I think God loves for us to laugh. So this is a really silly, silly song.
Repeat after me.
After me.
Beaver one, beaver all, let's all do the beaver call.
Beaver one, beaver all, let's all do the beaver call.
Beaver two, beaver three, let's all climb the beaver tree.
Beaver two, beaver three, let's all climb the beaver tree.
Beaver four, beaver five, let's all do the beaver jive.
Beaver four, beaver five, let's all do the beaver jive.
Beaver six, beaver seven, let's all go to beaver heaven.
Beaver six, beaver seven, let's all go to beaver heaven.
Beaver eight, beaver nine, stop! It's beaver time, go beavers, go beavers, go beavers, go beavers!
Beaver eight, beaver nine, stop! It's beaver time, go beavers, go beavers, go beavers, go beavers!
Thank you for participating, and remember that God loves it when we're silly and when we use our bodies.
Jesus said, "Go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
But hopefully the effect of us sitting around a fire is worth it. So we wanted to sit around the campfire and share some stories with you about camp, mostly just to kind of share our reflections, because camp is such a special time, certainly for Maddie and Isabel, but it has very quickly become one of my favorite weeks of the whole year. And so they are going through their second year of confirmation. Many of you were here when they were baptized and made the promises to love and care for them, to pray for them and support them. Actually, maybe it is a little bit loud, will you? And made the promises to care for them and support them. And part of what it means to go through confirmation is that you learn to think more about God in deeper ways, and that you really start to make your faith your own, so that when you are confirmed, which these girls will be in October on Reformation Sunday, that when you make those promises, you know what you're promising, and that you've made your faith your own, and that those promises are their very own promises to make. And we all know that middle school can be hard. It's a hard season. I don't think any of us would wish to go back to it because there are a lot of changes going on. And there are more challenges for middle schoolers now than I think any of us can imagine. In fact, in really spending time with our middle schoolers, they've shared with me a lot of the challenges and pressures that they go through. And it's really quite different and much more difficult than what we went through, even what I went through. And so I pray for them every day, and I know that you pray for them in their confirmation journey as well. So each of you went to camp last year. What made you want to go back a second year?
I liked hanging out with all the people and learning about God, and all of it just was so fun. And I really enjoyed it.
I think what made me want to go back to camp so much is the fact that they were so accepting and loving, and they were all caring, and the counselors just were so fluid about how everything went, and they were not afraid to change a plan if we had to do something, and they were really flexible about what we wanted to do.
So speaking of what you want to do, what does an average day of camp look like? What are some of the activities that you get to do at camp?
We get to do fun prayers before every meal, and then we do something afterwards, which is always so fun. And then we get to hang out with our cabins and have fun and learn about God.
What are some of the outdoor activities that you get to do?
Some outdoor activities we get to do is like, some are really active and some aren't, like zip lining, and we had a water day, throwing water balloons and going down like water slides and stuff like that, which was really fun. And really everything is really active except when we want to like do something that's like not as active.
There are canoes there. There are corkles. Corkles are circular, individual canoe kind of somethings. And also there's a naturalist at Camp Agape. And so you get to learn about all the different kinds of animals, and you do creek walks and things like that. Murr has been at Camp Agape since the 90s. And I think there's something like she tracks all the different kinds of animals, including turtles. And there are over 300 turtles that they have tracked over the years. So each week they ask the kids, if you see any turtles, you know, let us know and we're going to see which one it is. And then isn't there something where you report to her all the different creatures you see throughout the week, and it gets tallied up? And so being in nature and being one with nature is a big part of camp at Camp Agape as well. What are some of your favorite things about camp or to do at camp?
I really liked zip lining. I'm very scared of heights, but it was really fun. And then just getting to hang out with my cabin, meeting new people is just like some of the best things you can do there. And it's like hard because you're away for a week, but they make it fun and make you forget about it.
My favorite things are like definitely the zip lining. I also like the creek walk, even though it was kind of unpopular. And I really liked our craft cabin because our counselor was craft queen, and we got to basically do whatever we wanted in there. And it was just really fun.
So you might see, I know Maddie has a bracelet on. All week long, the kids have bracelets and keychains that they're making that are always attached to their water bottles. So they're always doing crafts. And the rain did let up just enough that you could do some zip lining. Were you nervous to go to camp even this second year? What kind of makes it hard to go to camp? And what helped you get over that nervousness?
I was kind of nervous, but not as much as the first time as we went. But I think what helped me the most is the fact that our counselor knew us from last year, so like we didn't have to start all over with a new counselor. And even though it was her first year of counseling, she still had experience of where everything is and knew the ropes a lot more.
I was nervous because I had to be 2 hours away from home for a week. But the fact is, yeah, that Ryan was our counselor, that we knew her, and that Julie was in our cabin, so we knew at least one more person in our cabin. And I think it was less nervous than last year just because I knew what was going to happen, and so I wasn't surprised at all.
And one of the things that I noticed was as we were getting really close and made the turn into Camp Agape, it felt so familiar for you, and that familiarity made you so happy, and it made you feel really comfortable that once you got back, you knew where everything was, and you knew the routine. How is camp and the people at camp, how is it different than school?
It's different than school because you can like have less worry because everything is just already like, it's just fun and you get to have fun there. And then the people there are like really nice always, and sometimes at school, they're not always nice to you. And so you have to be nice to them even though you don't want to, but at camp you can be nice to everybody no matter what.
I think what's different is that people at camp are just accepting of what you are and who you are. You don't have to feel like you're different, and there's not this line between kids who may like this TV show that's super unpopular, and then you got the popular kids that are just plain mean and rude to everybody because they need that status for them to feel good in their lives when you really don't know what's going on in people's lives. But at camp, you can express what's going on in your lives. You can express who you are as a person, and you don't have to hide anything from anybody.
Yeah, one of the things that I pray for and hope for when you go to camp, and I think others too, is that you will find the joy that it is to be in communion with other Christians. When you're growing up, you have to be around the people that are at your school. But when you grow up, you get to have more choices in your life. And certainly we hope that you'll choose to be a part of the church. But what you feel and experience at camp, that's our hope for how it would be when you're in the church. That all of these lines that people put up to make themselves feel better, to make others feel worse, whatever, like those don't exist in the church, right? In Jesus, we all are one. We're no longer slave or free, Jew or Gentile, male or female. We're all one. And it's part of that baptismal promise to live among God's faithful people, that we do it with love and care and compassion, and we accept others and we forgive others. And it's a beautiful way of living life, that we truly are God's family. And I think you notice that difference at camp when you're with other Christian kids who grow up in families where your faith is at the heart of that. So I'm so thankful that you've experienced that. What did you learn about God at camp?
I learned that God loves you no matter what. So even if you're different, that he will always love you, and that we all are happy and we're God's people, and we will always be there to love him, and he'll always love us.
It's kind of adding on to that, but just the fact that God's love is boundless beyond measures, and no person on earth can compare to how much God loves you, even as much as they try. And
that God is love, and God's love doesn't have any limits, and it's boundless beyond measure. How did you experience God at camp?
I experienced it by having my cabin mates be really nice to me and having everybody be nice to me and just having fun and realizing that no matter who I am, God loves me. And camp really shows that you can be different and be loved still.
That God was able to help me get a counselor that I knew, and everybody in our cabin was super nice, and he just kind of helped guide my way through camp to make sure everybody was safe and me.
So you learned a lot of things, you experienced a lot of things at camp. Are there any ways that you can see yourself bringing some of those things back into your regular life back here at home?
By making like prayers, some people think that they're just like long and stuff. So like at prayers at camp are really fun, and you get to have fun and let your energy out every meal, and you get to do stuff with your family and friends. So you could bring that home, and you could have fun with your family all the time and just make them understand that you can have fun no matter what.
By bringing home candle power, which we would light a candle, we would all gather around, and everyone in the circle would go around sharing their highs and lows for the day, and then at the end we would read a gospel lesson from the Bible, and then we would close with a prayer.
I think one of the things that I'm happiest that you have brought back home with you is that you two grew closer in your friendship with one another at camp, and you've brought that friendship back home, and I really hope that God continues to bless that friendship. And one of the other things that I want to remind you of, you know, Scripture talks about the family of God with a lot of different word pictures, and one of those word pictures is the cloud of witnesses. We also use the word communion of saints. You know, we pray that. We pray with the communion of saints in communion. We say that in the creed. But the communion of saints is all of God's people who have ever been, who are right now, and who will be. And very easy to see this cloud of witnesses that you have here at Holly Grove cheering you on, loving you, and praying for you. And I really hope that you felt that at camp, that even though we couldn't see them, that they were praying for you every day. And that doesn't just happen at camp. That their love and support of you continues in the summer and it continues in the school year. And even after the day you are confirmed, their love for you will continue. And they will continue to hold you in prayer. And so one of the things that we want to do is we want to thank all of you for making camp possible for us. The Lutheran Men in Mission, the Agape Circle, and Lauren's Endowment Fund, they covered the cost for us to go to camp and to have such a wonderful week there of learning and growing. And so we want to say thank you to everyone who provided a way for us to go. And Maddie just reminded me that I didn't even ask what they learned about confirmation stuff at camp. And so do one of you want to sort of say what we did at camp in the confirmation sessions? Do you want me to do it?
Well, one that really stuck out to me was the fact, live among God's faithful people. And basically it's saying God's nature is unchanging and that he will love us for all of eternity and nothing in this world could change that.
Yeah. So the promises that they're going to make when they're confirmed are the same promises that their parents made for them, but they make these promises their own when they are confirmed. It's to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word, and to share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of Jesus in word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. They're going to promise to do all those things, just like all of you have promised to do those things in your affirmation of baptism. And so each day we spent time with one of those promises, digging deep into it to say, what does this mean? And what does it mean for how we live our lives? And so Maddie says that the promise to live among God's faithful people really struck her and how God is going to love us for all of eternity. Is there one of these promises that meant something to you, Isabel?
I really like them all, and I think they all are important, and they all just show that God loves you and that you can help God and you can be nice to God and love God too, and that everybody, even if you don't even know them, they're your family and they love you.
That's right. That's exactly right. Right? We don't earn God's love. God already loves us beyond measure. And so there's nothing we can do or say that will help us to earn God's love. And so God actually says, you know, I don't need you to do anything. This is a Luther quote. God doesn't need our good works, but our neighbor does. And so loving other people and loving God won't earn us God's love, but it's what we do in response to God's love for us. Because God has lavished such love upon us, we live our lives in such a way that we express our gratitude and we share all of the love that God has given us with others. And those promises are ways to do that. And I think as I was thinking through this last night, yes, you are making those promises your own, but you lived out all of those promises at camp. Camp was kind of this little microcosm where you got to practice living out all. You lived among God's faithful people, which is very joyful, and it can be a lot of fun, but it can also be hard because you're around people a lot, and they can bug you and get on your nerves, and so you have to practice forgiving and being tolerant of others and getting along. You got to hear God's word a lot, and we got to share in the Lord's Supper together. You proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ in word and deed. Do you remember any of the quotes that Pastor Ben shared that day? One of my favorite is a quote of St. Francis of Assisi, "Preach the good news at all times, and if necessary, use words." That oftentimes our actions speak a lot louder than words. And I think all of you, not just the two of you, but all of you at confirmation camp, expressed and proclaimed the good news of Jesus with the love that you shared with each other. Do you want to say that? So one of the quotes that Pastor Ben shared with us is, one of the best things that we can do to share God's word and love with others is to tell people you're a Christian and then don't be a jerk. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, that you share love and kindness with other people in ways that are hard but often surprising, because that's a really powerful way to share God's love. So is there anything else that I have kind of missed here? Well, in just a couple of minutes, I have a little surprise for you. It's going to be shown during the offertory. And so this is a little bit of a clue. It's going to show some pictures that were taken at camp, and the song that is behind the lyrics is called Home. And we listened to this song on the way to camp. We listened to it on the way home. And I just kept thinking a lot about the lyrics of this song. So some of the lyrics are, hold on to me as you go. And I just kept hearing Jesus' voice in those lyrics, that even as we were going to camp and as excited as we were also nervous. But I just kept hearing the voice of Jesus say, hold on to me as you go, because Jesus goes with us and we're not alone. But we also went together and we got to hold on to each other and support each other that week. And then some of the other lyrics that really hit home were, I'm going to make this place your home. And I also heard God saying that to us. And I really felt that happen, that as we spent last year and this summer, those weeks at camp, that God really made Camp Agape feel like home for us. And I feel so, so grateful for that. Is there anything else you'd like to share about how God made Camp Agape our home in that confirmation week? Well, I want to thank you for being so brave and courageous to sit up here and to share your story. Because even though we know everybody loves us, it's still a big deal to talk in front of a lot of people, but I really appreciate, and I know they appreciate, you sharing your heart and sharing your thoughts. And just as I am delighted that camp was such a great experience, I know they are really delighted as well. Would you like to pray with me? God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you are love and welcome and forgiveness beyond measure. And we give you thanks that that is what Maddie and Isabel and all of the other confirmation students experienced at Camp Agape. There are so many wonderful reasons why Christian camps, and especially our Lutheran camps here in North Carolina, exist, and the ways that they live out your mission in the world. But one of them is so that your children would know that you are love and that there is nothing that we can do or say or not do or not say that will cause you to love us any less. And we thank you that Maddie and Isabel experienced that at camp. We thank you for all the friendships that they formed, for all of the ways that they experienced you and learned more about you. And we pray for them as they continue to make their way through confirmation, that they would continue to grow deeper in relationship with you and with one another, and that as they prepare to make these confirmation promises on their own, that you would remind them that they are never, ever alone, that they are always held in your love and care. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you'll help me take the chairs back over there. Is this the song that needs explaining, Judy? It is. I think we've all sat down and have been still long enough. This is gonna have us standing up and sitting down in the midst of the song. So as soon as you hear this song, you'll recognize it. But when you hear, praise ye the Lord, you're gonna stand up. And when you sing hallelujah, you're gonna sit down. So we're going to try it all together, do it a couple times, all of us together, and then we're going to divide into sections. So after we do it a couple times, you're going to be the hallelujah side, where you stand up when you sing hallelujah, and you're going to be the praise ye the Lord side, where you stand up when you say praise ye the Lord. So let's see if we can do it. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Think we can do that one more time? Judy, how about if we did a little bit faster? Really keep them on their toes. Gave your legs a workout, we're going to let you stay seated for the prayers of intercession. Here, come get your ball.
Let us pray. God, listen to us as we share with you whatever joys or sorrows, discoveries or questions that stir within us. Hear the prayers of our hearts and minds. God of goodness, may your goodness be known.
God, you love this world beyond measure. There is nothing we can do to make us you love us more or less. Your love is a freely given gift. Help us to know how amazing the gift of your love is, and help us to use our gifts to share your love with the world. God of love, make your love known.
God of all people, sometimes we feel like we don't fit in. We aren't sure where we belong. Remind us that we belong with you. In you, God, we are welcomed as we are, and as we are becoming. Be with everyone who feels lonely. Be with everyone who feels forgotten. Be with everyone who feels lost. Be with everyone who feels rejected. God of welcome, may your welcome known.
God of forgiveness, be close to those who look for your grace, with those who long to be with the one and ones they love. Be close to those who hope to recognize the right time when they can say, I'm sorry, or I messed up, or even, I need you, God. God of forgiveness.
May your forgiveness be known.
Into your hands we commit ourselves, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our futures, our families, and all of creation, because all things come from you and are best kept in your care. In your name we pray and play. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Offering and then basket offering. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in the service to a suffering world. In your name we pray and play. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant shed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins for you and for all people. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Please stand as you are able for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. This next song has some more movements. Don't follow me because I always get them confused. Prayer that we say every night as the campfire is dying down.
Let's pray together. Lord, as our fire dies to glowing embers, may your agape love continue to burn in our hearts. Amen. God's goodness. Go in peace to share God's love. Go in peace to share God's welcome. Go in peace to share God's forgiveness. Thanks be to God.
Amen.